Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Duck, 23-17. Duck leads the Pittsburgh Steelers to a win. He goes 16-19 for 152 and a touchdown. Tell us all about it, Mr. Duck.
I don't know how you want to define normal. It's great to, you know, have another chance to play, and I mean the confidence and, you know, the comfort level just comes with playing a lot and practicing. So I mean, obviously the more you practice, the more you play, the more comfortable you get.
Attaboy, Duck. Duck 3-0 as a starter. Duck in four wins this year. Wins three games on the road, though. And here's the thing, though. I'd love to celebrate. I'd love to go over chapter and verse, and we'll recap as much as possible, I think, yesterday's game. It feels, though, like this week, like today, like this morning, like Monday morning. It feels to me like more than any other week this year, next week comes soonest. It comes quickest. It's here already.
You kind of got that vibe in the post-game comments of a lot of people, including Mike Tomlin last night, that he's already talking about a five-star matchup on Sunday night at Heinz Field. Guys are already talking about moving ahead and looking forward to Buffalo. And this is a season-swinging game coming up Sunday night, no lie. And it'll be interesting to see if all the momentum they've built up over these last few weeks continues against
Buffalo. We will go over what Duck did. We'll go over the breakout game, if you will, of Deontay Johnson. Yes. We'll talk about this defense still doing great things. We'll talk about having four-headed monsters seemingly at tailback now or at halfback in what they have. The fake punt that was ridiculous. Coach Randy losing his mind with a couple minutes left in this football game. All of that. But it feels like this week of practice in this next game is like already here. You got by what you needed to get through. And we talked about this last week, Jim, and talked about it last week. Get to Arizona, get there, get in, get out. It was a little more than that. I thought it got tight at the end, and it wasn't kind of the arm's length that you really wanted. It wasn't the expanse and the divide that you wanted. But the Steelers, I think, effectively did that. They got in. They got out, and now here comes the matchup.
And you know what's weird is that the fake punt. I mean, you kidding me? And that enabled the game to get close again. And then there continued to be these little mistakes, like time management mistakes at the end, like throwing that ball and all this other thing. And yet they're overcoming all these little glitches that otherwise, like last year.
Well, they didn't know how to play with a lead.
They would have been derailed. They would have been derailed by a lot of these mistakes.
They're
last
overcoming
year.
It because their defense is otherworldly right now. And a defense that's fast enough to chase down Kyler Murray on a sprint out, whether it's an outside linebacker, whether it's a safety, whoever it is, they're all making plays right now on defense.
Yeah, and I thought that Edmonds played really well on defense yesterday. He had been a guy that you go into and you wonder if he's a weak link on this
Nearly
defense.
Made the play on that Johnson touchdown catch.
Absolutely. He played very, very well yesterday. Joe Hayden played well, baiting people into some throws.
You know, Hayden talks about this. Minka Fitzpatrick has made a world of difference in Joe Hayden because, like he says, if I see something, I can go do it because I know that somebody has my back.
And I'll tell you what, right now, it's bordering on, and I know it's a bad team, and I know what the Cardinals are, but it's bordering on week after week. There are spans of time within football games where Alvin Dupree is unblockable. He is absolutely unblockable. For as much as we got after Keith Butler in the past, and as much as we talked about those guys on the at linebacker not being coached right or what's going on with the scheme at linebacker, you have to flip it and make it a 180 right now because of the way that they are playing. Watt was good from the time that he walked in and kind of knew what he was doing, and his technique was solid. Bud Dupree in his first 3 years here ran past more quarterbacks than anybody in football history.
It really makes you wonder what the hell Joey Porter was doing the last couple years.
I agree with you.
I thought that both Watt, now Watt's been, he's, you know, defensive player of the year material here, but I thought having to face Kyler Murray yesterday and the emphasis that they put on making sure he didn't get outside, I thought made both of those guys more effective.
I thought that Jeff Schwartz really nailed it on Friday when we talked to him, that you were waiting for Kyler Murray. And I was impressed by Kyler Murray some.
I was,
but
too.
You were waiting for him to have that other gear like Lamar Jackson. Right. He's not in that ballpark. He wasn't able to turn it on and really make you miss.
And why he didn't run the ball on that, where he threw the ball right to T.J. Watt.
I have no idea.
And he didn't run.
He's
thought,
got
forget
all the
about
space
the first
in the world.
Down. That was a touchdown.
Yeah.
And
Kyler Murray's good. I don't necessarily know if he's going to be great. He looked really good, but I don't know great he is. He's fun, but he does take a lot of hits.
Yep.
He does take a lot of hits.
He did take a few more chances than I thought he might downfield, and it paid off a couple of times, but there's a lot of room
Steelers
for growth
cover.
With him.
The Steelers cover. That's the thing that we hadn't seen in the
they
past.
They rush. And I mean, to have this complete of a defense after what we saw at times last year, that
and
kind of turnaround is...
I'll say this, and it doesn't get mentioned enough in this town this year, over the past... over the past 12 games or so, Steven Nelson's having a Pro Bowl-type season, and no one's talking about it in this town, or at least enough. What Steven Nelson does because you never mention his name is really, really good.
And guys are throwing the ball Hayden's side now.
Correct.
Because of Nelson.
Absolutely
it's,
correct.
It's, Hayden, he got beat on that one play, I think. At least it looked like he was the guy that got beat by the tight end. On the Arizona touchdown, and yet then what does he do after that? In the second half, he comes up with two picks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.